We'll start this segment with George in Santan Valley. Welcome to the broadcast.
And then Larry in Tucson. Larry's been heart of gold patient waiting for us. So I didn't want him to think we were forgetting about him. And an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, George.
Good morning. I got to throw a little advertising for you. I'm restoring a 80-year-old Ford, and when I get it finished, I'll bring it over to Don Sanderson's.
Oh, what is it?
It's a 35 Ford Slope.
Oh, man. Send me a picture at info@rosieonhouse.com.
I'll do it.
All right.
And anyway, that's why I need a refrigerator to put in my garage.
Oh, so this isn't a refrigerator for drinks and snacks. This is an AC unit to keep the car cool.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I want something to keep the beer and the pop and the water cool so I don't have to come in the house. I get a lot of people dropping by my house.
Oh, I bet. You're working on a car like that, you get a lot of friends you didn't know you had.
So anyway, the question I got, Rosie, is I just want to buy a used fridge, and I just wonder if do I want a frost free or the type you have to defrost?
Oh, I mean, it's going to be hard for you to buy a used one that isn't frost free, that defrosts itself automatically, unless you go back and buy one that's the same vintage of that 35 Slope that you're restoring. But it, you know, do you have any kind of air conditioner, evap cooler, or any kind of cooling system on the garage at all?
I got an evap cooler.
Yeah, okay. It doesn't matter, George. You just buy whatever good used refrigerator you want. And I know you're way out in Santan Valley, but I'll tell you, one of the places that I buy used scratch and dent appliances all the time for my rental properties and stuff like that is a place in Sunny Slope called B&B Appliance. It'll come with a warranty and everything. You know, it could be an $800 refrigerator with a scratch on the backside that he's letting go for like $360, and you get the manufacturer's warranty. So,
okay. So, and then do you have any close address B&B Appliance?
It's like 7th Street and Dunlap.
Okay.
Okay.
And one question.
All right.
How often should I drain my water heater?
Well, how old is it?
It is 10 years old.
Have you ever drained it?
Yes.
Okay, good, good, good.
How long has it been?
Since I drained it?
Yeah.
A year and a half.
You're good. You're good. If you'll drain it about once a year, George, you'll be in great shape. That's about all you need to do. When you drain it, once it's drained, crack the supply valve a couple times and get it good and flushed out before you close the drain tube on the bottom and fill the hot water heater back up. It just flushes it out really good. If you had told me your water heater was 10 years old
and you've never cleaned it, don't waste your time. There's so much sediment, you're never going to be able to get it out. You can create problems and not being able to close it because so much sediment has gotten in the valves and in the joints. So if you've never done any maintenance on it, save your time. Don't create a problem.
That's for everybody else that's listening.
Right. But if it's a new water heater or you regularly flush it once a year, keep on that and you'll get a couple more years out of your water heater.
Let's squeeze Larry calling from Tucson in here real quick. Larry, good morning. Thank you for being so patient. How can we help you, my friend?
Well, I've got a couple of ceiling fans, one in the bedroom and one in the living room. They're both remotely operated. A month or so ago, the one in the bedroom started operating on and off, and I thought it was the batteries, but it wasn't, and it finally quit working completely. The other day, I was outside. I blew a breaker, and the fan in the living room was on, and it went off when the breaker went off, and it won't come back on.
And you're confident when you throw the breaker all the way to the off position, all the way back to the on, it is, in fact, resetting. There are other things on that breaker that are coming back on?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that was going to be my first guess, is that we actually had a bad breaker. It just wasn't resetting.
And for anyone that may have had a blown breaker, when you go there and you see it trip, don't just flip it on.
That's right.
A lot of times, it doesn't get all the way to the off.
Right.
To get to the point it needs to reset it, turning it on. So whenever you're turning back on a trip breaker, push it as hard as you can to the off. and then flip it back on.
Yeah. You know what, Larry? I apologize. You were so patient waiting for us. I don't think I'm going to be able to answer this on air. It's going to take an electrician on the property to take a look at it. I want you to call my friends at the Solar Store, 322-5180, 322-5180. And because you were so patient, you waited so long, and I got stumped, we're actually going to pay for the service call to get them there to your house, okay? We'll call Solar Store and give them a heads up that Larry from Tucson with a breaker and ceiling fans not working is going to be paid for by us here at Roseanne House. Thanks, Larry. Appreciate your patience. When we get back at the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about what is newest, latest, and greatest out on the back patio. Perfect time of year. People are pushing outside. Very interesting study done by the Harvard Business Review that the millennials, the younger generation, that now represent 25% of the population of America, enjoy living outside more than they enjoy living inside, much more so than the baby boomers and the older generations. And homes now are actually decreasing in size, but the outdoor living environments are increasing. So stay tuned.
I like that trend.
We got a couple of experts coming in, and we're going to be visiting about maximizing your outdoor space for maximum Arizona outdoor enjoyment at your house.
On the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.